Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So many inconsistencies in leftism, it's insane. And I tell you what we have to stop doing as conservatives. We have to stop repeating, oh, this is what they do or doing that's wrong. This is what they're doing that's wrong. I don't care what they're doing that's wrong. How about we start pushing our idea about what's right as it pertains to them? In other words, there's a way to approach a problem to where you're not directing a problem. In politics, it would be like, I'm not going to mention my lesser opponent's name. I'm just going to tell you the crazy stuff he's doing and how I'm going to fix it, and you'll get it. You'll understand who I'm talking about. We don't have to name anybody for the left. Joe Biden is not the Pied Piper of leftism. He's one broken cog in the wheel. Leftism is just flatly wrong. Leftism wants to sexualize your kids. Leftism doesn't even want you to think you have kids. All you do, I guess, is women, you just birth them and then you give them over to the government. Leftism doesn't want to protect your grandma and grandpa. Leftism will kill your grandma and grandpa. Don't believe me? Go look at New York and the Love Gov. Go look at what they allowed the CDC to do and the WHO with this stupid scam of Wu Flu. Old people are going to die. We're all going to die. I hate to break you the news, folks, but we're all going to die someday. Some of us seem to forget that. But you know what I don't expect? I don't expect the government to kill me. I don't expect them to let criminals out just because they want to make the point of, well, they're illegals, but we don't want you to be right about protecting the border. How many things can I give you? Give me your situation. Give me your leftist view. And let's face it, right people, you sometimes succumb to leftism.
Well, Kevin, I have to tell you, I would hate to live in Central America. I would love to come to America.
Okay, come legally. You know, don't give me your sad story. There's a way to do it, and sometimes the road is tough, and it should be. Getting into America is like getting into Harvard. It used to be anyway, before affirmative action. Now, anybody's supposed to be able to get in, right? Don't believe that. Don't believe the hype. Leftists have the most exclusive clubs in the world. The Bilderbergs and all these people. How do you get in to go to Davos and hang out with the Bilderbergs? You think you could be a conservative and go there? You better be New World Order leftist. It is the most exclusive club in the world. And there's probably others I don't even get to know about. Because, hush, hush, I'm a Negro. They won't tell me. So don't believe the hype. Everything you will read, everything you see about these people is a blatant. Just play it out. I sound like a broken record. Play it out to the end. Play it out to the end. So believe it or not, let me just give you some examples. Withdrawal from Afghanistan. Go listen to the clips of the left as they talk about the worst withdrawal in American history, including Vietnam. And they talk about it glowingly.
Oh, it was executed perfectly. Joe Biden, what a military leader.
13 Marines killed. It was a total cluster duck. You know what I'm saying? In every way, shape, or form, Donald Trump had that ready to go. And I don't think there's many people, except the brain-dead leftist morons, who would argue this. Donald Trump would have gotten us out of there with little to no disruption, period. He would have done it. And I know there are people out there, well, I don't like Donald Trump. Okay, fine, you don't have to like him. The question is, what would he have done? Would he have gotten us out safely or not? What do you think? I don't care if you like somebody. You may not like the coach of the team for your sports franchise. But if he's a winner, you'll tolerate. He may have been the biggest jerk at the restaurant you worked at or the dry cleaner or whatever. That Joe Torre, man, he's such a jerk. And he always has a scowl on his face. But I do like that the Yankees win. You'll tolerate it if he's getting results for you. I mean, look, we had a pool guy. Don't get all excited. We're renting. The house has a pool, and the guy has a pool guy.
because we told them we're not taking care of the pool and we're not paying for the maintenance. You know, it's your house, your pool. I don't get to take the pool with me. So this guy comes over. And he wears like a netting, like the hat, like a safari hat. He comes in on Tuesdays, and he's been doing it for 5 years since we rented this house. I know, crazy to be renting a house for 5 years, but the market flipped, and hey, I'm broke. What can I say? But long story short, the guy, he come in, you try to chat him up, like, hey, you know, you're going to know somebody for 5 years. You think you know their name or whatever. This guy is as business as you. I mean, he comes in, he, sometimes my dog will be back there. I'll forget from time to time. I'll step out and go, oh, hey, sorry, I left the dog out. You know, grunts, and he just keeps playing green in the pool. But you know what? It's sparkling clean when he's done. He's not Mr. Personality, but the pool can be used and it's clean. Then, fast forward. In the last 6 months, they switched to a new service. They switched days on me, too. Not that you care, but now it's on Wednesdays. And this guy comes in. He's all, hey, how's it going? You know, name is Jimmy. And Mr. Jackson, yeah, I'm your new pool guy. Blah, blah, blah. And he cleans the pool like crap. Now, ask me which one I want. I want that no personality having white boy back. Please bring him back. Because, you know, do the job. Do the job. Anyway, going back, look at Biden's track record in anything. And watch how people gloss over stuff. I'm going to play a clip from MSNBC because they're blaming Donald Trump for the Ukraine war. They're blaming. So why don't you blame Donald Trump for inflation? Why don't you blame Donald Trump for the division in America that Barack Obama started? Why don't you blame Donald Trump for this massive debt that we currently have? I mean, isn't it all his fault? So I don't think we have time for the clip in this segment. We'll play it in the next segment. But the point I'm making in this particular segment is, look at all these different things that are going on. Watch how the left gloss over. Okay, cocaine gate glossed over, right? It's been glossed over. What other things have been glossed over? COVID. Are we talking about that and the lies that we're told anymore? I'm going to do practically an entire show on just the scam because the CDC director quit and they downgraded COVID by the World Health Organization a while back. We now find out that it very well may have been a bioweapon. We know that it originated in the Chinese Wuhan lab and a host of other things. People predicted what was going to happen with COVID years before. But hey, you know, no harm, no foul in lying to us blatantly over and over and over. And oh, by the way, did we get Dr. Fauci yet? What's your belief in Dr. Fauci? Why is he still not all over the news warning us about COVID and the new variants that are coming up? Why? Where's he? Lots to discuss today when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
On MSNBC, they're talking about Trump making a statement that he could end the war in Ukraine within 24 hours. And everybody's wondering, what's he talking about? And what's funny to me about that is they don't know because they aren't in the mind of a guy who solves problems. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm one of those problem solvers. Give me the problem. That's what management consultants do. That's what good business people do. They give me your problem. I have to solve it. Why? Because I have to solve it. Business doesn't allow you to go, well, I'll consider solving it. I think I'll solve it. I'll kick the can down the road another quarter, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. No. You have responsibilities. You got to issue quarterly reports, and people want to know where their money is. Your investors, and the people who've loaned you money, the bankers, they want to know what's up. So you got to report in, and you better have good answers. You can't say, well, I'll get to it. I'll figure it out. The left hates when Donald Trump says, I can solve the problem. Why? Because he's done it before. You remember when he said, I'll save Carrier. The minute, the day, for day one when I'm elected president, I'll save Carrier. And everybody went, oh, what you going to do to save Carrier? What did Barack Obama say? What's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? Yeah. Well, he waved his magic wand and he saved Carrier. And he did it in a way that, quite frankly, in management consulting is not even a big deal. He went to the parent company of Carrier, Raytheon, who has massive contracts with the government, and says, if you move Carrier, we're going to consider what we do with these contracts going forward. What do you think? You want to take this little, you know, X million or billion dollar company versus your multi-billion dollar company and put that on the chopping block? And you know what Carrier did? Carrier did the smart thing. They said, let's take America's interest at heart. Let's make our air continue making our air conditioners in Indianapolis. And everybody was happy. Now, in the management consulting world, that's not that big of a deal. It's called leverage, and we use it all the time. Sometimes it's a good to use it for you, and other times it's against you. We use it internal to the company. Maybe you've got a group president that doesn't want to play ball, but he's good at what he does, but he needs to be a team player, and you have to leverage him with some other incentive or whatever. It happens all the time. It's what Donald Trump called the art of the deal. But you know what politicians don't need to do anymore? They don't cut deals that help the American people. The only deals they cut have to do with feathering their own nests for money or power. And that's why they don't know how to use it elsewhere. Barack Obama had no idea how to save Carrier and use leverage because there was no benefit to him. Nothing. If he could have figured out a benefit to him, he would have saved them. And his agenda was, and he said it, look, you got to expect. This is just the new normal. Our manufacturing is going to go away because of pricing pressures and what other countries are able to do the same jobs for. Makes sense on the front end, but not if you look at it in the macro. You look at it as, what are the shipping costs coming back? What are the opportunity costs lost when corporations move across shore? Think about the ecosystem that gets built when a company moves into an area. Right now, I'll give you an example. They're looking to shut down, to scale back the production, the energy production in Arizona, in a certain part of Arizona, up near Cholo. It's going to cost 300 jobs. Now, this is not a heavy industrialized area. 300 jobs in that area is huge, because those 300 jobs are the people that go to the movies, they go to the dry cleaner, they do all this other stuff. I'm not going to give you a capitalism lesson here, but if you've got a company that's employing 1,000 people and people say, they're getting a tax break, you need to move or you need to run for mayor. Because companies, quite frankly, are not getting tax breaks. You can say, we're going to give you an incentive to be here for 5 years, but then you start paying taxes. That's not a tax break. If they bring 1,000 jobs to your area, you better kiss the ground where you walk on. That's 1,000 homes that are likely to get sold. That's 1,000 automobiles. That's 1,000 people paying taxes into the tax base. And I could go on. That's huge. It's not little. But these knuckleheads don't know anything. They have no idea about finance and economics and how capitalism works, because they're all just attorneys. They've never produced anything. Think about what we did. We replaced the guy in the Oval Office who builds buildings, who builds golf resorts, who builds other resorts, who knows how to make products and brand products. And then we have a guy who's never had a regular job a day in his life. You think Bill Clinton was bad in that respect? Bill Clinton's a god in comparison to Joe Biden. At least he listened. Here's MSNBC talking about the Ukraine war. And this is Zelensky saying the 24-hour period, where was Donald Trump when I needed him? Check this out.
But this desire should be based on some real-life experience. Well, it looks as if Donald Trump had already these 24 hours once in his time. We were at war, not a full-scale war, but we were at war, and as I assume, he had that time at his disposal. But he must have had some other priorities.
Well, I mean, the priority, Elise.
Fabulous.
Elise. The priority was shaking down Zelensky.
For dirt.
Again, just to speak slowly to Trumpists that still, like, believe in conspiracy theories about the first impeachment. Congress passed legislation to send defensive weapons to Ukraine. Donald Trump blocked those weapons to go to Ukraine because he said he wanted Zelensky to get dirt on his political opponent and on his political opponent's family. That's the guy that says, oh, I could end this in a day. As Zelensky said, he had hundreds of days to end this ongoing conflict since 2014. He never did it. In fact, he did just the opposite. He actually blocked Congress initially when they were trying to send weapons to Ukraine.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Lots to unpack with that absolute BS by Joe Scarborough. Wow. I mean, where do I start here? Okay, so Zelensky says Donald Trump had many days to prevent the war, blah, blah, blah. This ongoing conflict is what they called it. Because what you don't may not know is Ukraine was oppressing Russians, and that was the ongoing conflict. And Vladimir Putin said, listen, stop beating up on Russians. And there was an internal little war going on between Ukraine and these people in various regions in Ukraine that felt like they were Russians still. And the Ukrainian army was bludgeoning them, beating them up. Not to mention, let's not forget, Ukraine was one of the most corrupt areas of the world at the time. And Zelensky, the former comedian, was going to change all of this. And so now he enters the world of the geopolitical world of all this stuff. And here's what people like Scarborough and others seem to forget within interpreting this clip. Russia never invaded Ukraine on Trump's watch. Now, they want to conveniently forget that, but we don't. So what is Zelensky complaining about? The fact that Trump kept Russia from invading?
Jackson Radio Show. Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Speaking at the NATO summit in Lithuania with Ukrainian President Zelensky, President Biden is promising NATO membership is in Ukraine's future.
I look forward to the day when we're having the meeting celebrating your official membership in NATO.
Biden said that will happen once the war with Russia is over. Millions of Americans are dealing with an extremely dangerous heat wave in the southwest and catastrophic flooding in the northeast. Meteorologists say a heat dome is expanding from much of Texas across Arizona and Nevada into parts of California. Meanwhile, heavy rains have left parts of the northeast with collapsed bridges, washed out roads, and swift-moving water that has stranded people in their homes and cars. The clock is ticking to avoid the biggest strike in the U.S. since the 1950s. Talks between UPS and the Teamsters Union fell apart. A majority of the 340,000 UPS workers voted to authorize a strike. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But this desire should be based on some real-life experiences. Well, it looks as if Donald Trump had already these 24 hours once in his time. We were at war. Not a full-scale war, but we were at war. And as I assume, he had that time at his disposal. But he must have had some other priorities.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Zelensky admitting that there was an internal war between Ukrainians and Russians who did not feel like they were Ukrainians. But what he doesn't say is Russia had not invaded his country. Now, as I played this clip, or we're going to play the rest of this clip again here in a second, MSNBC says Trump held back weapons from Ukraine that could have prevented this war. What they won't tell you is, no, he held back defensive weapons that would not allow them to escalate the internal civil war that was happening in their country. And, oh, let's conveniently forget that Russia would not invade Ukraine and did not invade Ukraine during the time of Trump. But here's the rest of the clip so you can hear how leftism works. Because as we all know, folks, everything bad that's happening in the world, it's all Trump's fault. And for those of you who get brainwashed into, oh, well, he can't win or he can't do this, understand this is where we are. A war that was created by Joe Biden, where he uttered with his own lips, well, if Putin wants to go in there, that's okay, as long as it's limited, et cetera, et cetera. Not only is it his war, he's now funneling money in order to cover up his son's grift. But it's all Trump's fault. Here's the rest of the MSNBC clip.
Well, I mean, the priority, the priority was shaking down Zelensky.
For dirt.
Again, just to speak slowly to Trumpists that still, like, believe in conspiracy theories about the first impeachment, Congress passed legislation to send defensive weapons to Ukraine. Donald Trump blocked those weapons to go to Ukraine because he said he wanted Zelensky to get dirt on his political opponent and on his political opponent's family. That's the guy that says, oh, I could end this in a day. As Zelensky said, he had hundreds of days to end this ongoing conflict since 2014. He never did it. In fact, he did just the opposite. He actually blocked Congress initially when they were trying to send weapons to Ukraine.
So let's pick up on dirt on his political opponent. I love that. So he wanted to get dirt on his political opponent. No, what he wanted to do was verify the dirt on his political opponent. And that wasn't the reason why Donald Trump didn't send armaments or defensive weapons. What he said was, you guys are still corrupt. And you're so corrupt, you fired a guy who was trying to expose the corruption happening. Why would I send you weapons? Why would I send you anything? What Morning Joe and those people on the left want to conveniently forget is the Bidens are corrupt. And what Ukraine did bought into the corruption. They were essentially extorted by Joe Biden to continue the corruption, but they want Trump to be the good guy. Send them the weapons no matter what. Well, let's look at what happened. Let's just play it out to the end. Joe Biden gets elected. He's corrupt. We know his son is tied to illegal activities, and so is Joe Biden. We have it on audio tape. Joe Biden working with these people to get this guy fired. Do I need to play that tape for you again or that clip for you again? And what ultimately happened in Ukraine? Let's ask ourselves what happened. Our crooked, fake installed president has sent $200 billion of American tax dollars to Ukraine. Now, play back that clip and then ask yourself, what possible thing how could these people possibly be discussing this as Trump was trying to get dirt on his political opponent and he had hundreds of days to end the conflict that didn't even occur? There was nothing happening. And again, I'm going to repeat this. Russia did not invade Ukraine on Trump's watch. Maybe we should get those clips because I want to make sure that this is in historical context down the road. So I just want you to understand the level of crazy on the left. But it gets better. It gets better. And before I even get into that, because we have another clip, the final part of the clip where he's referring to a lady because he wants her response. You're going to love it. But before we get to that, I want to remind you of a few things that are going on in the news. Cocaine Gate is still happening right now at the White House. And I figured it out. I think I told you guys this the other day. The SCOTUS leaker is the person who dropped that cocaine. So I'm sure we're going to get an answer on this pretty quickly, right? The joke of that, and I think you got it, the sarcasm is, where's the SCOTUS leaker? The FBI, when it comes to all the things that we want to know who's doing what to hurt America, they don't seem to have answers. It's a pretty limited scope for who the SCOTUS leaker could be. And yet we don't have an answer. It kind of reminds me of, well, the investigation of Hunter Biden that went beyond the statute of limitations before they finally gave him a slap on the wrist. Those are the two of the things that we should be talking about right now. Cocaine Gate at the White House. Why? Well, Kevin, it's a pretty small deal. Somebody dropped a little dime bag of cocaine. Yeah, but somebody's using cocaine in our government. And who is it? And the other thing is, why don't we know? Because they got lots of cameras. And the reason why we don't know is because we already know. It's the crackhead son of the president who left his coat there. It's the crackhead son of the president who we now officially know that the DOJ protected all along the way. It's the crackhead son of the president who we know the president, his daddy, the big guy, who was sitting next to him when he was threatening the Chinese and saying, you better send us our money, that guy. It's the crackhead president who set up shell companies and it was received at least, I think, what was the number we're up to now, $40 million that he's gotten from other governments? The same guy who told us unequivocally he has nothing to do with his son's businesses and hasn't taken a single dime from any foreign entity. This is what we're dealing with. These are the stories that should be there. What? Let me ask you, where's Comer? Why is he not in the news? Why is it that, what are we talking? We're talking about, oh, there's cluster bombs and we shouldn't be sending cluster bombs. And even on that subject, talked about it the other day. Joe Biden, oh, well, it's okay to send cluster bombs now. They were illegal when I wanted to send them before. But now that we're, oh, and let me just drop this little bit of intelligence on you that I never should be telling you publicly, but we're almost out of ammo ourselves. So China, if you want to invade Taiwan, why don't you do it? Who knows? What's the next utterance that's going to come out of Joe Biden's mouth that empowers some other entity to go ahead and do something else? You want to know something else you're not hearing about, folks? You're not hearing about Iran's nuclear program. Where is that going? What's the status of Iran's economy? Is it improving now? Has the rial made progress on the dollar? Oh, speaking of the dollar, you do realize that we're pretty close to going off the dollar standard. Because that war has been raging now since Joe Biden became president. And I could give you a host of other things that are very important. But we're not talking about this. COVID, I already mentioned it in the previous segment. Where's that at? Where's all that money gone? Who's being held accountable for the lies? What are we learning daily about this stuff? And if you want to take it further, let's go into global climate change and all the other things that they're putting all this stuff in. The WEF, the World Economic Forum, they want you to have 15-minute neighborhoods that effectively are going to put you in a certain area like the Hunger Games that you're going to pay a penalty to get out of. What about all the racial strife? What about all this transgender nonsense that they're throwing at us? All to keep our minds off of what? The most important issue, that we have the most corrupt government in the history of the Republic running right now. But it's all Trump's fault. All of it. Now, if it's all Trump's fault, then let's look at the strategy. The strategy is, we talked about it the other day, is polling. Let's talk about his polling. Well, he's not doing as well. They'd like you to believe he's not doing that well. But who's surging? Nobody. DeSantis is the golden child. Supposed to be. He's not surging. Gavin Newsom is supposed to be. Where's he? I mean, he's undefeatable, right? We can't beat him. They want you afraid of Trump. Desperation. Childishly. Apparent desperation. Because they don't want you to like the guy who solved the problems.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We played an earlier clip of Zelensky saying that Donald Trump's declaration that he could end the war in 24 hours is bupkis because he had many days to end the war. And although it wasn't really a war, it was leading to a war. It was a conflict. It's yada, yada, yada. And of course, Zelensky conveniently leaves out that
He wasn't at war with Russia. He was at war with internal people inside of his own country who consider themselves Russians. Putin hadn't gone in. He'd gone to the UN to say, look, you got to stop this genocide that's happening with these Nazis in Ukraine. I'm using that word in the purest sense. They are Nazis going against the Russian citizens. And you need to do something about it. And he tried twice to have the diplomatic solution to this, and it didn't happen. So Joe Biden then says, you know what, it's okay for you to go into Ukraine, which, of course, Putin actually did. And now Putin is the bad guy. And Zelensky, he's the good guy. He's completely reformed a country who was considered one of the most crooked countries in the Eastern Bloc. And he did it. Because, well, he's a very funny guy. He's a former comedian, so of course he did it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. So Morning Joe says, well, Congress passed legislation to give defensive weapons to Ukraine, and Donald Trump didn't send them. It was a political move. It was a political stunt because he wanted Zelensky to get dirt on his opponent. And I argue, no, what Trump wanted was for Zelensky to verify that his country was no longer being corrupt, and he knows that the way he could prove it is, give us all the information that the Bidens have done. Because that is what will prove to America that you're running on things on the up and up. And of course, Trump was deposed in a coup that happened in 2016, and what did Zelensky get for his not cooperating? He got $200 billion, but he got a war. Now, Zelensky thinks he's getting over. He's getting money. They're financing this thing. Well, let me tell you, he's losing the war. Joe Biden's already said it. Joe Biden says, they're out of weapons, so we're going to send them cluster bombs. We don't have any more ammunition. We need the 155 cases, and the 150 cases can be redone. You know, and he's done what Joe Biden does, confuse the issue, because he doesn't know the issue. They're just telling him what to do. So now we're shipping these illegal, formerly illegal, weapons to Zelensky so he can use them inside of his own country. That's the rationalization. He can drop cluster bombs inside. He's not dropping them elsewhere. He's only going to be killing his own citizens for the next few decades as they step on landmines while they're out there trying to scavenge for food, for potatoes. Again, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, let me play the second part of this clip, because Joe Scarborough refers to a woman, and she gives her very astute commentary on what just happened. You'll love this.
When Congress was trying to send weapons to Ukraine when it could have made a real difference in deterring Putin, Donald Trump was, yes, exactly. He was just politically playing games and using U.S. military might as for political leverage. It's, you know, it'd be hilarious if it wasn't just so sad. And I doubt there's even one single Trump voter who actually believes that Donald Trump could solve this crisis in a day. They have gotten the package of his hyperbole is just built in at this point.
Wow, what an amazing analysis. That was so fun to listen to. Well, I mean, golly gee, yeah, you know, of course it's Donald Trump's fault. I mean, he didn't send those weapons. It could have made a real difference in deterring Russia from going into the... Oh, wait a minute. Donald Trump already had made a real difference in deterring the war. What you forget, lady, is they wouldn't go in there if Trump were there. And it's always funny to me to listen to the leftists go, you know, because they love to speculate. Well, you know, if Donald Trump had done this, this would have been... And every time I go, well, wait a minute. Putin had 4 years under Trump to go into Ukraine. What's the difference? If you're going to blame Trump, explain to me, if the optics of Donald Trump starting the war is, if you're going to use that as your argument, why didn't they do it when he was president? If you're going to make Donald Trump look feckless and a bad leader, wouldn't you go in during his term versus during Biden's? Because using your logic, you know who the feckless leader is? I think you know. So, I like these types of things because they provide a level of clarity to the leftist mantras, all the different things that they claim. This, they said, and I'm telling you, Morning Joe says that this is Donald Trump's fault. Now, when this happened at the very beginning, I don't know, 2+ years ago, when this war started, when Joe Biden made that declaration that allowed Russia to go in, you can bet that the fallback plan, because it's always this, is how do we blame the Republicans? But when the Republicans are part of the Uniparty, the fallback plan is how do we blame Donald Trump? Remember, the exodus from Afghanistan, all the bad parts of it, so to speak, which, of course, the entire thing was bad. But the left have to make it sound like it was done efficiently and effectively and yada yada. When people were hanging off of airplanes trying to get out of there, do you remember this? It looked like the fall of Saigon version 2.0, Biden's version. They blamed Trump on how it was orchestrated, how all the things leading up to the exodus were done so poorly, they had no other way except to save it. So in other words, the disaster is Trump's disaster, and it would have been far worse had they not saved it. Remember Barack Obama when he said, I will create or save 5 million jobs? You remember that? He said he would create them. And then somebody said, look, you may not be able to create 5 million jobs. You may not even be able to create 1 million jobs. So let's add another thing. And you can go back and listen to this, folks. I'm not going to do it for you. But Barack Obama came out and said, I will create 5 million new jobs in America, blah, 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 blah. And then suddenly it became, I will create or save 5 million new jobs in America. And it was funny because we picked up on it. The conservatives, we were like, or save? How can we know if you saved a job? You can't. You can't know unless it's specific. The only way you would know is the way Donald Trump did it when he says, I will save the carrier jobs. And he did it. But what Barack Obama did was he added that little extra because he said, if you get to keep your job, I'll take credit. Look at Joe Biden and what he's doing with jobs right now. I created 11 million jobs. 9 million of those jobs were jobs that were already there pre-COVID that came back post-COVID. And he says he created those. Well, I beg to differ. See, that's the definition of how leftism works is I'm going to use the statistics for my good. Joe Biden has created 2 million new jobs. And for the record, he didn't do that. But since he's in office, let's just give him the credit. He created 2 million new jobs. Well, look, do the average of that over the 2+ years that he was cheated into office. And then look at the number of jobs he's actually created. It's dismal. But look at his chart. And he shows himself, whoo, look at all the jobs I created and look at the jobs that Trump lost. Who would you rather run your company? I'm just going to cut to the chase. Who would you rather run your company, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? You think you're the only one that answered Trump? Ask a leftist, who would you rather run your company, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? And if they're not an ideologue, you know what they're going to tell you? Donald Trump. That's what they'll whisper to you. But when it comes to running the world's largest economy, who do they want? I'm going to give you the answer again, folks. Donald Trump. That's who they want. But they can't get it. But they can't admit it. Because that would shake them at their foundation, all the way to their foundation. Let's pivot back. It's all Trump's fault. Now they've got Zelensky in the game. Say that it's Trump's fault. We'll keep the money coming. So Zelensky says, he had more than 24 hours to do what he needed to do and he did not help us. Yeah, well, Zelensky, you're going to have a really difficult time selling to all of America that the man who did not allow Russia to go into your country, the person who did not allow you to lose Crimea, which of course was Barack Obama, is the one who saved you from Putin. And all he asked was, if you're really going to fix your corruption, you need to begin with the man who now sits in the Oval Office, the man installed in a coup who has now become the most corrupt president in American history.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin?